Talk about prayer. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 11. We're going to talk about prayer. Before we do, I want to take a minute to thank Dennis Garcia for his faithful years as our Sunday school superintendent. This last week was his last Sunday, and I kind of intended to honor him then, but I was sick and wasn't here. But Dennis, thank you for your years of leadership in Sunday school department. We know that God is going to bless you, and we appreciate all that you've done. Thank you very much for that. Let's give Dennis a hand, shall we? Well, Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13, Jesus talks about prayer. We're going to be talking for the month of January about four things that matter. Four things that matter at North Point. Now, I probably preach on these things every January, but I want us to keep coming back to these things that matter, these four things that are important in the body of Christ that we're going to talk about and kind of come back to base point and go over again and again and again. We'll probably preach on these same four things next year in January. So, you know, just get ready for that. But number one is prayer. We've talked about it, and you've kind of set the table for me this morning by talking about prayer and how important it is. Jesus talks about prayer in Luke chapter 11. And it says, then teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose one of you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow three loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night. My family and I are all in bed, and I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he'll get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Jesus is giving some very basic lessons here on prayer and what it means to pray. The basics of prayer is what Jesus is talking about. In our few minutes left here this morning, I want to go over this just point by point and talk about some of the basics of prayer, because sometimes we can kind of get out of sync, out of the habit of prayer, and it's always good to go back to the basics. Vince Lombardi one time, after a particularly gruesome loss by the Green Bay Packers, this was years ago, by the way, gathered his team together on Monday morning, and he said, gentlemen, back to the basics. We're going to start from the very beginning. And he held up a football, and he said, gentlemen, this is a football. He went back to the basics with them because they weren't doing the basics well. They didn't perform very well. And we've got to get back to the basics of prayer. And Jesus taught that effective prayer is possible for everyone. Did you know that? You don't have to be at the gift of prayer. The gift, by the way, there's no gift of prayer, by the way. There's a gift of intercession, which is a kind of prayer, but there is no gift of prayer. Prayer is a discipline. It's something that we do. It's something that's expected of us. So please don't say to me or anybody else in this church, I don't have the gift of prayer. Prayer is not a gift. It's a discipline. It's something that you do. It's like saying, I don't have the gift of eating. Some of us are just better at it than others. But we all eat. We have to eat or we're going to die. We have to pray or we're going to die. In James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, it says this, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Excuse me. Prayer is powerful and it produces great results. The Bible promises that. There's just one thing you have to do before you get those great results. What is that one thing you have to do? You have to pray. You have to pray before you get the results of prayer. In Colossians 4:2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. I've taught this many times, but that word devote is very important. It's the same word that's used in the Old Testament when they burned a sacrifice to the Lord. In some translations of the Bible, it says, devote these things to God. When they put that animal on the altar and they lit that fire totally consumed it so that it was devoted to God. Devoted in the sense that it was God's alone. You couldn't go back back and pick it up and put it back together again and use it for your own good, because it was totally consumed on that altar. Devotion means a total devotion to God. It means the giving of yourself over to Him in a way that you can't even take back. We're to be devoted in prayer. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. You know, sometimes we get the idea that to be a person of prayer, we have to carve out these huge blocks of time in order to spend time in prayer. And if we didn't spend an hour in prayer, we weren't a person of prayer that day. Well, that's not necessarily true, although it's not a bad thing to take good big blocks of time. But what God wants us to be is constantly in prayer mode, ready to pray at a moment's notice, where our default mode is to go to prayer. You know, we come to the altar, we pray to God, but we need to be able to pray at any time and on every occasion. You know, there's this boldness that we need to have in prayer. The Bible talks about going boldly before the throne of God. In the book of Hebrews, it says that we can approach the throne with boldness before Him. We can go with boldness. Boldness should be the default method of prayer that we have. We don't need to go in wringing our hands hoping that maybe God will hear our prayer. He has promised that He will hear our prayer. And we can be bold. We're going to finish this out this morning by talking about four things that we can have that allow us to be bold in prayer. Number one, you can be bold in prayer because your will is submitted to God's ultimate plan. When you're submitted to God's ultimate plan, you can be bold in prayer. You can have a firm, unshakable relationship with God that leads to boldness in prayer. You can have an understanding of the depth of your need that overcomes fear that leads to boldness in prayer. And you know that there is sufficient supply to meet your need. Those are four things that allow